Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect. At Livingston Machinery, our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even a homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery is proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
We ended on a pretty negative tone to finish off the week. It seemed like the whole day the market was continuing to try to decipher what the USDA said this week, because there was really quite a bit of information with the crop production and the supply and the world supply and demand report for the world on Monday. And then yesterday we had those FSA numbers that seemed kind of bizarre. And a lot of people are trying to see where that leaves us in terms of how many acres and yield and so on. But we finished the day on the corn market down about 7 to 9 cents. That was kind of surprising, because a lot of people were thinking that December corn specific could get up to about 505, 508. That's where a lot of that resistance is. But it couldn't even hold the rally here. We traded as high as 475, but then closed down about 10 cents at about 463. So that was a little bit negative to finish the week. We look at the weather here. The weather looks like it's going to be hot and dry, or a little bit warmer and drier over the next 2 weeks as we round out April. August.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
Justin, what was the news in the soybean and wheat markets today?
Soybeans and wheat also ended the day poorly. Soybeans traded higher for most of the morning following several significant sales for the new crop soybeans for the 13-14. China bought a bunch this week, and then there's some unknown purchases announced as well. And that kept things on the positive. You know, we've rallied about $1 to $1.10 higher off the lows in the past 10 days or so in that November soybean contract, and we've hit the 50-day moving average here. We've also hit the 50% retracement levels, and so that's not a big surprise. I think a lot of people are looking for a little bit of a sell-off. One thing we've noticed out of the USDA is the soybean numbers keep getting worse and worse and worse, whether it's prevented planting or the yield, and both are getting a little bit worse. So that crop bench is down to about a little over 3 billion bushels, but there's reason for it to go higher. If you look at wheat contracts, wheat's still hovering near the lows of about $7 in Kansas City. It closed about 701 or so. And then that July 14 actually had a little bit of a good move today, being higher here. We traded about a little 703, 705, which is above that $7, and that's pretty important going forward as we begin to plant wheat in the next month. We've also got some rainfall through the western Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle that has helped out for that.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping a few of our closing numbers on this Friday, August live cattle finished up 20 cents at 123.90, August feeders up 67 at 154.77, and October lean hogs were down 57 cents at 86.72. Kansas City September wheat down 4¾ cents at 6.98¼. September corn down 7¾ on Chicago board at 4.73¾, and September soybeans off a nickel at 12.83¼. October cotton today was up 176 points at 93.40. That's a look at your afternoon futures. Make it a great weekend, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel on the Radio Oklahoma Network.